everybody.
Monday.
Shall we start with a word of prayer? Let's pray.
Father, we thank you for your word that instructs us in how to live life and to live life well, Father. So we do pray that you would speak to us through your word this morning. Give this speaker, this preacher, your wisdom. And Father, we ask right now for your blessing in all that we hear. Amen.
Wait to see whether I'm switched on.
And I'm not muted myself, am I on okay? Great, lovely. Well, hello to you. If you've not met me yet, I'm the new minister here at the church. Brand new, I've only been here a week. So it's good to be here. Please feel free to come and say hello to me if you've not met me before. It'd be great to talk to you. I've got a little thing here. It's a barrel, isn't it? Yeah? Thank you. Well done. Yeah, it's a barrel. Now look, I can take... My wife said to me, be very careful with it, because it's quite old actually. I'll put that there. Oh, look. It's another barrel. Different colour this time. I think you get the idea, don't you? What's inside here? Try and do it without breaking it. What have I got here? It's another barrel, isn't it? I'll finish that off later because it's getting a bit tedious, isn't it? So, we're going to be talking a little bit this morning about insides and outsides. Because things have an inside, don't they? Like a cup. And it has an outside as well. So we learn about things that containers like that, that have insides and outsides when we're very, very, very small. And we're quite good at that sort of stuff. The psalmist writing in the Bible says this. He says it in Psalm 28 and verse 4. The psalmist says, I do not sit with the deceitful, nor do I associate with hypocrites. Okay? I'll read that again. I do not sit with the deceitful, nor do I associate with hypocrites. Now, here's an example when the Bible says the same thing immediately, says it twice, but in a slightly different way. Okay? So, he's saying, I don't sit with the deceitful, and he's saying that in another way, I don't associate with hypocrites. Okay? Get the idea? So, when you're looking at it, you can sort of draw a parallel between deceitful and hypocrite. Kind of the Bible seeing them as the same thing. Okay? So here the psalmist is saying the same thing twice. He or she links hypocrisy to being deceitful or to deceit. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not always sure what a word means. So I go to the dictionary and I look it up. And deceitful or deceitfulness is defined in the dictionary as guilty of or involving deceit. Oh boy, that's helpful. Always does that, dictionaries, don't you? You notice it. Always, you ask for a word, it says. But then it says, deceiving or misleading others. Being deceitful is deceiving or misleading others. That's more helpful. I.e. lying or practicing deception. Okay? Lying or practicing deception. Now, someone misleads, don't they, or deceives another person by, or if we were to do it, we do it by hiding our inner intentions, the things inside, okay, that we really want, the things inside. We hide those from anybody who's looking at us or talking to us. So our actions are not genuine. They're not showing anybody what's really going on inside our hearts or what we're thinking. So our actions don't match our hearts or our thoughts. So quite simply, deception means not showing on the outside what is going on the inside of us. Okay? Now, not that I'm into this sort of stuff, but I understand poker players are really, really good at this. Yeah? They've got the cards there, and they're thinking, oh, I'm about to win £1 million here. But they don't show it on their face to their opponents. They don't want their opponents to know that they've got a brilliant poker hand that might win the game. So they don't show on the outside what they're really feeling on the inside, which is, oh, I'm about to win. So their face mustn't show what they're thinking or intending on the inside in their minds. So let's just recap. Hypocrisy is associated strongly with deceit or deception. That's what the psalmist is telling us. Okay? Now, you know, Jesus talked a lot about hypocrisy. He particularly talked about it in Matthew. And in Matthew 6, verses, that passage, verse 2 to 16, if you want to look it up later, Matthew 6, verses 2 to 16, Jesus says this. I'm going to read it out to you. He says this, beginning at verse 2. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, in order to be honoured by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And then Jesus goes on in verse 5, he says, and when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Yeah? Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And finally, moving on to verse 16 of that passage, Jesus says, when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others that they're fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full, but when you fast, put oil on your head, wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. You see, what Jesus is saying is that the hypocrite wants to be seen by others for what they are not on the inside. Do you get it? They want to present something to people for their benefit, the hypocrite this is, but it doesn't represent what they are inside. They're the hypocrites. So, the hypocrite wants to see to be a big prayer, that they're very prayerful and holy. So they do it in front of everybody so everybody can see. But Jesus is saying they're not. Inside, they're not that sort of righteous and holy person at all. And they like to be seen to be giving money.
in public so everybody can see how generous and sacrificial they are in their giving. But Jesus is saying, they're hypocrites. They're not like that inside at all. You see, the hypocrite wants to hide what they truly are inside. And you know, the Bible tells us that we should be the same on the inside, yeah, as we are on the outside, as we present ourselves to people. That's what the Bible says. And that was our reading that was read very well just now for us. Matthew 23, verse 25, 28 says, so Jesus says, "Woe to you teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside will also be clean." And he goes on to say, "Woe, you teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs. You look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside you're full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. And in the same way, on the outside, you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside, you are full of," guess what? "Hypocrisy and wickedness." Well, the fact remains that much of your sin and my sin involves deceit and hypocrisy, doesn't it? You see, most of our sins are hidden from others. We don't want others to see what we're really like inside, do we? So this idea of hypocrisy, it hits to the very heart of who we are as human beings, even as Christians. We think wrong things, we do wrong things, and we say wrong things all the time. But that's probably not how we present ourselves to people. Anyway, God has a solution to this problem that in actual fact, in a sense, often we are hypocrites. We're not on the inside as we present on the outside. God has got a solution to this problem. And it's we can read about it in 1 Samuel 16 and verse 7, so in the Old Testament. And it's when God is choosing a king for Israel, his people. In actual fact, the king that's chosen is King David. And it says in verse 7 of that Samuel 16 passage, "But the Lord said to Samuel," in choosing a king, "do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him." Because this big guy, you know, strapping guy came forward. And God says to Samuel the prophet, "The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance." You know what it says, don't you? "But the Lord looks into or at the heart." I'll repeat that. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. You see, our aim, your and my aim, I'm no different, should be to be genuine people. Okay? To try and be on the inside as we are on the outside, or perhaps put it better the other way around, to present to people what we truly are inside. And we shouldn't try to deceive each other or people about what we are like inside. We should not, therefore, be hypocrites. Do you remember that passage, again it's in Matthew I think, where Jesus says, you know, he says, I tell you the truth, sort of thing. And he says, it's not whether you go out and really hurt somebody or murder somebody. Jesus says, it's what's going on inside your heart that I'm concerned about. Every bit of anger you have towards another person is just as bad, in a sense, the Lord's saying. Well, of course he's not saying that's as bad as murder, but what Jesus is saying is God is concerned. He wants to look in to what's on the inside of our hearts, not what's on the outside. And he says, God says, I'm concerned about you getting angry with your brother or your sister or the person you meet. That's where it starts. And he says to married men, he says, not whether, you know, you run off with the matron or whatever. I'm trying to think of an expression. He says, it's whether you look at a woman on the street, you glance at her, and you desire her. And that she's not your wife. God says, I'm concerned about what's going on the inside of your heart. You know, we need to remember that God looks on the inside. He's got the solution to this hypocrisy that we have. He says, I don't look on the outside, I look on the inside. And we perhaps need to remember that all the time. But back to my barrel. I'm down to red. Have you noticed it's getting smaller, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, dear me. I think we know how this is going to end, don't we? Smaller again. Calf, does this ever end?
Eventually.
Oh. Be the same on the outside as on the inside. Well, we're certainly getting that, aren't we? Going barrel after barrel after barrel. Barrel. So I think we know what's on the inside, don't we? Oh. What's that on the inside?
A man.
It's a man, isn't it? It's not the same on the inside as it was on the outside. And that's why this little toy is called Billy in the barrel. But I hope you remember that. We can all remember that, that really we should be on the inside as we are on the outside. We should be, or should not be, hypocrites. Let me pray.